camping on the way to Floyd. So, I'm seeing progress. The first day of camping, it took me an hour to set up and 45 minutes to break down. Of course, I had to figure out how to get the tent assembled and remember where I had put everything. I spent some time reorganizing, and by the second day, it was down to 40 minutes and 30 minutes, respectively. The tent has worked out splendidly. It attaches to the car, and it creates a completely bug-free environment, as long as I remember to zip up the flaps immediately. This is not a trivial matter. If there's no breeze and you stand for a minute or two, you acquire a cloud of little insects flying around you. The tent has got big screened windows, and it's almost like being outside. The camp has also worked out well. I borrowed Chris's BioLite cooking stove, a miracle of modern technology. You gotta see it in action to believe, and I'll try to include a picture below. You first set a few twigs in the barrel, and you set them on fire, and before long, a bellows comes on, and it begins blowing forcefully, and you add a few slightly larger ones, and after a while, you drop in several, pinky diameter twigs, and you pop your coffee pot on top. Wait a few minutes, and you've got hot water. Oh, and you can plug your phone into the USB port to charge. The secret to it all is an internal apparatus that converts heat into electricity. When you're done, you dump out the little pile of ashes, you pack it up, and you go on your way. Wild, eh? Yeah. There are squirrels out on the road sometimes. I would imagine that only the smart ones survive the tourist season. There are some distinct differences between the Skyline Drive and the Blue Ridge Parkway, though both are wonderful and neither has internet nor phone service. The Skyline Drive is part of the Shenandoah National Park. It's 105 miles long. It has beautiful scenery with lots of places to pull over and look at spectacular vistas. The speed limit is 35 miles an hour, which is well suited to the twisty, kind of winding nature of the road. The lane departure alarm on my Subaru got a thorough workout here. There's a charge of $15 or $20 to have a week of access, but being an old fart, I have a senior national park pass, so it's free for me. The Blue Ridge Parkway stretches more than 450 miles from Virginia all the way to North Carolina. The speed limit here is 45 miles an hour, though many stretches are fairly straight and they invite a higher speed. It's also wider, though it's still only two lanes, and it seems much less precipitous, at least the sections I've been on. The Skyline Drive feels quite isolated from civilization, but interestingly, to me as a gardener, the Blue Ridge Parkway right-of-way only extends for 500 to 1,000 feet on either side of the roadway. Though the planners paid attention to the fore, mid, and background plantings, it's much more a part of its surroundings. I did pass through vast glens of rhododendrons on the Blue Ridge, but they were not in bloom yet. Neither road had much traffic during my pre-Memorial Day travels, and campsites were mostly empty. It was pretty cool. One other horticultural observation, the Skyline Drive is at a much higher elevation, and it's further north, so there was very little leafing out versus further south. A funny story came to mind as I drove along. Trish had done some work for a group that focuses on South Sudanese refugees. Apparently, some of them had arrived in the U.S. in the early winter, and they were deeply distressed to see that all the trees seemed to have died. Thinking of their fruit trees at home, they worried, "Oh, how sad. What will people eat in the spring?" Speaking of eating, the Skyline Drive has two visitor centers, each with full restaurants and lodges. At John's suggestion, I stopped at Skyland for lunch and had the best soup I've had in years. It was a Charleston she-crab chowder. I'd go back just for that. I made it to Floyd, Virginia, where I'm staying at the really cute Pine Lodge Inn, Unit 3B. If I were a more committed outdoorsman, I'd have stuck to my original plan of camping at Rocky Knob in the rain. But there you have it. I'm an environmental wuss. You get wet, and you let me know how that turns out for you.